I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss a recent episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast featuring U.S. Wheat's Brian Lytle discussing customer retention and the global wheat market. After a strong marketing year for U.S. wheat exports and his first year as Vice President of Overseas Operations at U.S. Wheat Associates, Brian Lytle focused on customer retention and opportunities for growth. Lytle recently joined Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin and host Aaron Harries on the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast to discuss his first year at U.S. Wheat, the impact of a strong 2025-2026 marketing year, and the opportunities and challenges shaping the outlook for U.S. wheat producers and their overseas customers. Lytle joined U.S. Wheat on July 1st, 2025, bringing more than two decades of experience in wheat merchandising, logistics, and international grain trading. His first year coincided with strong export demand supported by a large, high-quality U.S. wheat crop and competitive prices. The hard work was done by the growers, Lytle said. They produce a great crop with big bushels and good quality. High production led to attractive prices, and many decades of market development meant we were in the right place at the right time to capitalize on that opportunity. It was a great first year to be here. The challenge now, Lytle shared, is to move the conversation beyond price and focus on converting buyers attracted by competitive prices into consistent, loyal customers. During the episode, the trio reviewed the 25-26 marketing year and discussed the outlook for key markets for Kansas and the U.S. Southern Plains. Mexico was the leading destination for U.S. wheat and a key market across hard red winter, soft red winter, and hard red spring wheat, with hard red winter sales up more than 40% year over year. Nigeria, he said, is a different story. It was a major U.S. wheat market for many years until Black Sea exports became more price competitive 15 years ago. However, Lytle shared that inroads are being made, and Nigeria is a growing market where quality is becoming a greater factor, and milling companies aim to ensure their flour brands are as good as anywhere in the world. U.S. Wheat also focused on retaining and expanding demand in growing Southeast Asian markets. Lytle pointed to the close relationships with millers in the Philippines, where years of technical support and a taste for U.S. wheat have helped growers establish a valuable position that cannot easily be replaced. While Lytle agreed that price remains central in conversations and decisions for both U.S. wheat customers and growers, he explained that U.S. wheat remains committed to shifting discussions from price to how can we support you and make sure you're getting a better margin, not just a lower price. We're trying our best to make sure that these customers keep their eye on the long game and that they're building a better product and better loyalty with their customers, Lytle said. So no matter what the price of a bushel of wheat does, their customers are going to come with them because the product is better. That commitment and work define U.S. wheat and have become even more important when U.S. wheat is not the lowest priced option. Since joining U.S. wheat, Lytle has prioritized traveling to organizations overseas, meeting local staff, and reviewing how producer resources are deployed across global markets. Ultimately, Lytle shared that his first year at U.S. wheat has been busy, but even more rewarding. Listen to the full episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Gordon Clark.